most important play of your life, your enshrinement in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
The enshrinement is a reflection of a life's work, a reflection of a love affair with the greatest game the world has ever known.
Mr. Davis's imprint that he left on not only the Oakland Raiders, but the NFL, that print is so huge. The things that he did, you know, from commissioner, coach, owner, he knows every aspect about football.
I learned at a very early age, to be great and just win, you need great players. And boy, does that help you win.
He was big on the big, strong, and fast. And that's how you physically beat people.
And he goes 74 on the score.
You tell him one thing.
Just win.
Just win.
The Prince came calling. Prince Pete Rozelle. He had a silver slipper. He tried it on, and the only man it fit was Al Davis.
I mean, he's definitely a maverick. He's done it all.
The first day of August of 1992, undeniably one of the proudest moments in the rich life of Al Davis in professional football when he was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. And this is the 50th anniversary season of the Hall opening in the early 60s. So each and every week on the Silver and Black Show, we're going to salute one of the many Raiders in Canton, Ohio. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa rejoined by a guy who will be there one day as well, Jim Plunkett. So Al Davis's professional football career as a coach began with the Chargers on the sideline. So we always love this matchup between the Raiders and the Chargers, Jim. And what a great matchup we're going to have on Monday night. Carson Palmer up against Phillip Rivers.
Two of the best in the league. Good running games by both teams. Darren McFadden hopefully will be able to stay healthy and put some long runs together out there on the football field and help Carson Palmer in the passing game as well.
Phillip Rivers had a good year in some categories last year, Jim. He threw for over 4,600 yards and 27 touchdowns. But he also was intercepted 20 times. And this season's going to be a major season of change. Vincent Jackson is gone. He is now a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. They bring in Robert Meacham from New Orleans. They bring in Eddie Royal from Denver. But he still has the standby, Antonio Gates, the Chargers' all-time leading pass catcher with almost 600 catches in his career, Jim. And he looks pretty healthy this year for the first time in many years.
He certainly does. They've raved about him this preseason. He is healthy. One of the best tight ends, I think, ever to play the game. He can play from the tight end position or he can spread him out like a wide receiver. He can do it all. And I think Phillip Rivers is one of the guys, few guys in the entire National Football League that can win the game on his shoulders alone, even if the running game isn't going well for him.
And over on the defensive side for head coach North Turner, they have made a change with their defensive coordinator. John Pagano takes over as the D coordinator. They have Eric Weddle in the deep secondary. They have Antoine Kaysen and Quinton Jammer, the standbys at the quarterback position. And we'll see if they're going to be able to get the pass rush that they've gotten in years past, Jim, from Sean Phillips.
You mentioned Eric Weddle. He had 7 interceptions last year, led San Diego, a very fine defensive back. Their leading tackler, Takeo Spikes, did a tremendous job for the Chargers last year. But you're right. You've got to still protect Carson Palmer back there. Give him time to throw, find his receivers, get the ball off.
And these two teams tied atop the AFC West last year, a three-way tie along with the Denver Broncos, who won the division. They all had records of 8-8, so right away it starts out with a big one against the San Diego Chargers on Monday Night Football. And I think you are set for the Oakland Raiders to begin their 53rd year in professional football, but a brand new era, the Reggie McKenzie and Dennis Allen era. Enjoy the Raiders and the Chargers on Monday Night Football.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silver and Black Productions.